Grammar and usage. 1.
Nơi, khi.
As relative adverbs, the noun
nơi
can function as a relative adverb that means where, in which.
Thành phố, nơi tôi sinh ra và lớn lên, đã thay đổi rất nhiều trong 20 năm qua.
The city where I was born and grew up has changed a lot over the last 20 years. The relative clause,
nơi tôi sinh ra và lớn lên,
modifies the noun,
thành phố.
The conjunction,
khi,
was introduced in lesson 10 of elementary Vietnamese. It can function as a relative adverb with the meaning when.
Chúng tôi làm quen với nhau vào năm 2000, khi tôi vừa mới bắt đầu làm việc cho công ty ấy.
We met in 2000, when I had just started working for that company. The relative clause,
khi tôi vừa mới bắt đầu làm việc cho công ty ấy,
modifies the noun phrase,
năm 2000.
2.
Có gì?
Plus adjective plus
đâu.
This construction negates what the adjective denotes.
Có gì khó đâu?
Nothing difficult. That's easy. There is only a small number of adjectives that can be used in this construction. Several other examples.
Có gì hay đâu?
Nothing interesting.
Có gì mới đâu?
Nothing new.
Có gì lạ đâu?
Nothing unexpected. 3.
Nói.
The verb
nói
conveys different meanings when taking the direct object or a preposition followed by an object.
Nói
with a direct object refers to one's ability to speak a language.
Cô ấy nói giỏi bốn thứ tiếng.
She is fluent in four languages. When used without an object,
nói
refers to a child's ability to talk.
Cháu bé đã biết nói.
The child can talk now.
Nói với
means to say something to someone, to tell someone something.
Anh ấy nói với tôi chuyện này rồi.
He has already told me the story. In order to convey the sense to speak with, to someone, to talk with, to someone, Vietnamese uses
nói chuyện với. Tôi cần nói chuyện với anh ấy.
I need to talk to him. 4.
Ấy.
The demonstrative
ấy
was introduced in lesson 2 of elementary Vietnamese. As a demonstrative,
ấy
follows a noun.
Ấy
can function as an emphatic particle and is placed at the end of a statement to refer to a particular feature of a thing or an action that has just been spoken of.
Nếu công an cửa khẩu hỏi, thì anh giải thích với họ như anh vừa mới nói với tôi ấy.
If the police at the checkpoint ask you about that, you should explain to them as you have just told me. In some cases,
ấy
is used after a question word, which is the object of a verb.
Chị Lan đang bận viết gì ấy?
Lan is busy writing something. Note that in this sentence,
ấy
emphasizes the existence of the action and should not be mixed up with
đấy
at the end of a question. The final particle
đấy
was introduced in lesson 7 of elementary Vietnamese. And
đấy
used to form the indefinite pronouns and adverbs, lesson 15 of elementary Vietnamese. 5.
Không dám
and
chưa dám.
They are used before a verb or a verb phrase with the meaning dare not, not to dare to do something.
Anh ấy không dám nói gì cả.
He doesn't dare say anything.
Tôi đi theo tour. Chưa dám đi một mình.
I will take a tour. I daren't travel alone yet. Like the English dare,
dám
is chiefly used in negative statements.
Không dám
and
chưa dám
It is rarely used in the affirmative statement to point out something important from the speaker's point of view.
Chị ấy là người phụ nữ, dám nói những gì chị ấy nghĩ.
She is a woman who dares to say what she thinks. In Vietnamese,
dám
is often used in questions.
Anh có dám nói những gì anh nghĩ về ông ấy không?
Dare you say what you think of him? 6. Some verbs of perception like
nghe, trông
can be used before an adjective.
Nghe hấp dẫn lắm.
That sounds attractive.
Trông không đẹp.
That doesn't look good. 7.
Tất nhiên
and
dĩ nhiên.
These words mean of course, sure, and are used as a reply.
Anh biết dùng đũa ăn cơm chứ?
Do you know how to use chopsticks to eat?
Tất nhiên, dĩ nhiên.
Of course, sure. They can proceed.
Là.
To start a statement.
Tất nhiên là tôi sẽ đi với chị. Dĩ nhiên là tôi sẽ đi với chị.
Of course I will go with you.
Tất nhiên.
And.
Dĩ nhiên.
Are interchangeable in most cases. 8. Plural marker.
Những
plus
ai, đâu, gì.
These question words can follow the plural marker
những
to emphasize the number of places, people, or things which the speaker refers to.
Những ai, những đâu, những gì.
They do not have the English equivalents.
Thứ bảy chủ nhật vừa rồi. Anh làm những gì?
What did you do this past weekend? 9.
Khỏi phải.
The expression
khỏi phải
precedes a verb or a verb phrase to convey the sense that something is so good or so bad, and everyone is aware of it, that there is no need to talk about it.
Huế thì khỏi phải giới thiệu với anh.
Needless to say about Huế, because this old city is so beautiful, so popular for tourists.
Montreal mùa đông lạnh lắm.
The winter in Montreal is very cold.
Khỏi phải nói.
Needless to say anything else about it, because it is obvious. 10.
Từng ấy.
And.
Từng này.
The expressions.
Từng ấy.
And.
Từng này.
Are used before a noun or a noun phrase to denote a certain amount of something.
Từng này tiền là đủ để mua một chiếc xe cũ.
This amount of money is enough to buy a used car.
Cô ấy tốt nghiệp đã từng ấy năm mà vẫn không quên ngày họp lớp, năm nào cũng về dự.
It's been so many years since she graduated from the school, but she never forgets about the class reunion and comes back to attend it every year.